Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Taking a victory lap 1 week into his second term, President Trump in Doral, Florida.
We halted all illegal entry. We have successfully ended catch and release, and we're deporting 100% of all new trespassers apprehended at the border.
The chief executive retreat with House Republican lawmakers. The Justice Department firing over a dozen officials from former special counsel Jack Smith's teams that prosecuted President Trump, say officials to ABC News. A mid-afternoon security scare at the U.S. Capitol, ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Pictures from the scene show officers blocking access to the south door of the Capitol near the House chamber and huddling over a bottle and other assorted evidence on the ground. Capitol Police say the suspect claimed to have a Molotov cocktail and a knife. That suspect was quickly taken into custody.
Social Security monthly benefit drops are going up about $50 in inflation adjustment. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, February 1st from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., the Rhinelander District Library invites you to celebrate Take Your Child to Library Day. They're going to be celebrating featuring their favorite dog characters. The younger kids can enjoy Bluey games and activities in the library meeting room, while the older kids will be offered activities and fun in the kids department. Both age groups will have drawings for prizes, including movie tickets for the Dogman movie in theaters January 31st. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 1st from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. over at 106 North Stevens Street in Rhinelander. Blood donations are needed to help protect the blood supply from the ongoing impact of severe winter weather and wildfires. Melissa Kay reports.
The American Red Cross is encouraging donors of all blood types, particularly type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets, to help save lives this month. Severe winter weather causes cancellations, as have the California wildfires, leaving more than 12,000 blood and platelet donations uncollected in January. This puts a significant strain on the national blood supply. You can book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
Aloha, Manaqua. My Thaler Chevrolet of Manaqua is bringing the island vibes with their annual Hawaiian event. Enjoy everyday low prices like $49.95 for a full synthetic oil change. Exclusive savings on everything, including incredible deals on 2025 models and remaining 2024s. Stop before January 31st for your chance to win a 65-inch LED TV, 3,500 or 3,250 certificates to be used anywhere in the dealership. Customer honesty, service, and integrity, they're here for you. Visit my Thaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at ManaquaCars.com.
The Chiefs beat the Bills. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs held on to beat the Bills 32-29. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes on having the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row.
It's just so hard to get to the Super Bowl, and I don't take it for granted. And to be able to do it again at Arrowhead was special. I mean, last year it was awesome. You get there and you win it, but you're at a different stadium. And then being able to win it at Arrowhead, these moments that I'll have for the rest of my life.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen announced now being 0-4 in the postseason against Kansas City.
It's not fun, but to beat the champs, you gotta beat the champs, and we didn't do it tonight.
The Chiefs will face the Eagles on Sunday, February 9th in Super Bowl 59. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beating Nebraska 83-55. Nebraska has now lost six in a row. NBA, the Bucks are in Salt Lake City tonight to take on the Utah Jazz inside the Delta Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, few flurries around, and lows in the low teens. For tomorrow, early snow showers, then some sunshine and breezy for the afternoon, highs in the mid-30s. And mostly sunny on Wednesday, highs climb to the upper 20s. Currently 29 degrees. 98Q Country.
lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. From a map dot, a stop sign on a black top, I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are, and there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
McGraw, Where the Green Grass Grows, here on 98Q, the first song of the hour, the 6 o'clock hour here on 98Q Country, and the last one you'll get from me today directly. I'll set up 5 in a row for you, and then it'll be time for some high school sports action, girls volleyball, Mellon at Butternut tonight. Steve Jetlin has the call right here on 98Q. And so, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I've been Greg Gunderson from the 98Q studios in Park Falls. Catch the afternoon show 2 to 7 most days here on 98Q, unless there's basketball. And once Brewers pick up, you're going to miss, actually, well, tell you what, catch me again tomorrow, right here on 98Q Country at 2 o'clock. Here's Jason Aldean. You make it easy. Catch sports at 6:30 right here.
Like a rainy Sunday morning makes me want to stay in bed, twisted up all day long. You're my inspiration, girl. You take me places, put the words right into these songs. Stealing kisses undercover, babe. See forever when I see your face. And I swear God made for me, you make it easy, loving up on you, make it easy, with every little thing you do, you're my sunshine in the darkest days, my better half, my saving grace, you make me who I wanna be, you make it easy. My rough around the edges, never let it ruffle up your feathers, angel. Yeah, I'm down for life. You got me wrapped around your finger, and I like it just in case you can't tell. You make it. Easy loving up on you, make it easy.
face, and I swear God made you for me.
Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. This is Dylan Marlowe.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking dirty beers on a Friday night.
Oh, yes.
98Q Country.
A sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. So I keep rolling like an old banjo. Free and easy down the road I go. Got the sun shining on me like a big spotlight. So I know everything is gonna be alright.
Times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a liar.
98 Q Country.
In a 4x4 wagon. Well, I'ma take the high road. Maybe get stoned. Have a little too much of something terrible.
She said,
excuse me. You look like you love me.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Before I even realize the ride I'm on, and baby I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. It might seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing. nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride I'm on. Baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride. Baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away.
Country.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, few flurries around, and lows in the low teens. For tomorrow, early snow showers, then some sunshine and breezy for the afternoon, highs in the mid-30s. And mostly sunny on Wednesday, highs climb to the upper 20s. Currently 29 degrees.
98Q Country.
It's all on me, it's my mistake. I said I don't love you a little too late, but I guess there ain't ever a right time. And I don't know why it's called a goodbye. I'm going. Slam the door, not forever, but I promise you it's for the better. I hope you find what you were looking for. I hope your heart ain't hurting anymore, and you can move it on. I'll figure it out, and you don't. happy now.
Stars are here tonight.
Uh-huh. Hey, everybody, this is Parker McCollum.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldry.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Combs.
98Q Country.
WIAA High School Sports is on the air. Brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawabigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Medford Motors, and by Bader Sports Center. Now, let's head out for all the exciting play-by-play of WIAA High School Sports.
And with that, the national anthem here is concluded here in Butternut High School. I'm Stephen Jetlin on behalf of 98Q Country. I bring you girls varsity basketball tonight. Butternut is hosting Mellon. And with the wonderful job by the Mellon Pep, or excuse me, the Butternut Pep Band bringing our national anthem here tonight. Good job by that team. And we are looking forward to the teams that are about to jump onto the court. The Mellon starting roster will be announced first, and the Granite Diggers will be hosting, sporting Amalia Hardingly, freshman number four, Garcia Peters, senior number 13, Ellie Peters. I'll just stick with first name. I've seen a couple last names are the same. Blair Koosman, number 20, will be coming on the court. And to round out the starters for Mellon, the junior, Nalia Wiley, number 32. And for the home team for the Butternut Midgets, there was only one. I talked with the coach beforehand. Olivia Hammond will not be dressing tonight. I didn't have enough time to confirm if it was injury or sickness or anything like that, but she was not on the bench today. Number one, Isabel, will be starting. Number two, Lizzie, will be starting. Number three, Caitlin Babu. Number 12, Gianna Naring, who has been having an incredible year so far, especially as a freshman. And then number 23, Kendra Fritzel. Gianna Naring, as the season has been going on, has been starting to take more and more minutes as well as more and more shots. And they have a wonderful starter in here going forward, especially the next 4 years. So once the refs give the whistle, both teams will be ready for tip-off here in just a moment. All right. Turning on my crowd mic. Get some good noise in here. We got a good home crowd behind me. Tip-off goes to Mellon. And with that, the game has officially started, and Ellie Peters carrying it up, almost intercepted right away by Gianna. And then that pass then gets intercepted by Isabel from Mellon. She goes up for a layup and draws a shooting foul immediately. So this game got started out by an almost steal into a steal. Nice job by Mellon setting the tone defensively right out of the get-go. And we have free throws to start today's game. You're just joining us here in 98Q Country. The score is 0-0 still as the first free throw goes a little to the right. But if you're just joining us, the game just started. So looking forward to some good basketball here tonight. Second free throw is up, and that didn't drop. It went off the rim, went up, and it just decided to eke out. And we have a defensive rebound made by Mellon. Pass left, then inside to their junior, puts it up for a layup, misses it. Number 32, Nelia, just keeps possession of the ball, gets her own rebound, shoots it up again, misses that one. She had two opportunities, couldn't get it to drop, and then we have a defensive rebound made by Isabel. Pass over at the top, then inside to the corner. Giannis trying to carry it, and then she gets it taken from her, but Mellon couldn't secure the steal fully, so it ended up going out of bounds off of them. So Butternut will retain possession of the ball. All righty. Ball gets passed in over to the corner, and it's going to have to be passed as a reversal pass all the way across the court. Number 12, Gianna just couldn't hold on to it, has to dish it out back, and they reset their offense at the top of the key. Pass in the corner. Can't get by as Caitlin's looking to dribble. Has to give up on it. Pass inside to number 23. Kendra puts it up, misses, and it's offensive rebounded twice. Kendra gets it back, and then she makes her first point of the afternoon. All right. Mellon carries the ball all the way up the court very quickly, and I believe we have a foul as one of the butternut players, like, fell on the back of one of the Mellon players. So here we go. The score is 2-0 Butternut with 16 minutes and 42 seconds left in the first half. Pass inside. It gets knocked out of bounds by Butternut on the inbound pass, so it's still staying in possession of Mellon as they once again pass the ball in underneath the hoop. All right, passes it into the corner and then pass all the way to the top of the key. And they begin the ball movement to set up a play inbounds, and it would have went out of bounds off an errant pass by Mellon, but Kendra Pritzel put her hand up to try to intercept the ball, and it went out of bounds off her fingertips. So it stays, nice little lucky break for Mellon there. And they pass the ball way inside for an open three attempt by number 5, and it just did not drop as Brooke Newman had a chance. That was a good look, good shot. It just was a tad to the left, and so it bounced right off that rim. All right. With that, though, it'll now be Butternut ball. Lizzie has it, gets it over to Kaylin for a free three in the corner. Can't get it to drop, but we have a nice offensive rebound by Gianna. Pass into the paint, up and in. And just like that, Gianna, who was just playing on the outside, was able to get it inside. And now she has 2 points, and the score is now 4-0. Butternut in the lead over Mellon. All right, Ellie Peters with the ball. Kicks it over to Brooke at the top, then back over to Amaya. I had to look down and make sure that name was correct. It gets stolen by Lizzie, who's carrying up the court. It's going to be her versus the defender. She gets a layup chance, and she misses it. Great defense by Mellon on the hurry back there. All right. No full court press. They're just Virginia's just carrying it up. Excuse me, not Virginia. Ellie Peters is carrying the ball up. Gets it over to number 3, and it's going to be a half-court violation or out of bounds. It happened at the exact same time. All right, substitutions coming in as Amaya will be going out, and Gracie Peters will be coming in for Mellon. And once refs, there you go, Kaylin, maybe passes it inside, and now she has possession of the ball once again at the top of the key. Gets by her defender, pick up good zone, and they get it over to Isabel, who shoots a 3. It gets blocked. And so after that happens, though, the block is picked up by Mellon. She tries to spin move it. She can't. Kendra gets the steal, goes for the layup. How did that? It just wouldn't reach in. Defensive rebound made by Mellon, and then it's going to be called a foul on Kendra. She tried to rip the ball away. Oh, my gosh. It felt like a magnet was on the inside of that hoop. As Kendra had a good touch on it, just the ball did not want to roll in. And so the score stays 4-0. With 15 minutes left in this first half. Ellie Peters with the ball, trying to dribble by her defender, gets by her, and just a nice play by her to get to the paint despite all the defenders and get the first points to drop in for Mellon on that nice layup, 2-4. Oh, yeah. Caitlin Baben wanted to do the same thing, almost succeeded, and then we have another steal by Mellon. Nope, it's going to go out of bounds and off of Mellon, and going to be in possession of Butternut. All right, let's see what the Midgets can do here as Lizzie will be passing the ball into Caitlin. There we go. And now the offense gets set up, waiting for the screen. She gets it, passes it inside to Kendra. One dribble turn, layup, and it misses. Good defensive rebound made by Anelia. All right. Almost gets it over to Ellie Peters, who drives the hoop, goes for the shot, draws the foul. Good drive up the lane, and we have a potential injury on the court on Butternut's side. That'll be Lizzie getting up slow. But she's walking to the bench, and oh no, she's just shaking off. She's telling her coach, she's good, she's good. All righty. So two free throws, as that was a shooting foul for Allie Peters. She's got the first 2 points for Mellon tonight. Let's see if she can tie this game here. Free throw is up, and so wish. Score is now 3-4. Butternut's still in the lead, but there's still one more free throw for Mellon. All right. Second free throw is up, and tie game. Nice shooting by Ellie Peters. We're looking at 4-4 with 14 minutes left in the first half. She's about the ball into the corner, back inside. Great play, run. Caitlin is the recipient of the pass inside, but can't make the layup. It was just shortchanged. Now we have a very fast play up the court. Pass in the paint. 20 shoots it up. Misses. The miss was by Blair Koosman, and now we have a defense rebound made by Butternut. Caitlin carries up the court fast. Can't get into the paint. Gets rejected. Has to pass it inside herself. Getting swarmed underneath the hoop, and a great steal, followed by another steal. We're back in Butternut possession. Caitlin has it, tries to get by the defender, shoots it up, misses it, and we have a Gianna offensive rebound, and it's not a shooting foul because she got the offensive rebound show up. She jumped over the defender and landed on her to take the offensive rebound, so they're calling that a foul on Gianna. I think it's technically called a pushing foul. I don't know the exact vernacular on that one. But either way, Mellon was able to have a good defensive stint there and keep the score to 4-4. All right, Allie Peters with the ball. Looking inside, can't do it. Passes it all the way to the right. Gracie had it. Back to Allie Peters. Back to Gracie in the corner. Shoots for three. Off the rim. Good look. And it's going to bounce off of straight up and hit all of the tapestry of cords above the hoop, so it's going to be called out of bounds. Funny thing is it almost went in after it hit all those things, but either way, it wouldn't have counted if it did. Butternut has the ball. Pass into Gianna, then back to Caitlin, who carries it up the court. Pass to the corner. Isabel has an open three attempt. She shoots it off the rim. Kendra with a great offensive rebound. Pass back to Isabel at the top of the key. Then over to Caitlin on the other side of the court. It is almost stolen. Caitlin does not. Oh, she does get it stolen. She wasn't able to secure her dribble. And now number four is getting absolutely swarmed. Gracie Peters somehow breaks away from the three defenders trying to get the ball away. And now Mellon has a chance for a shot. Oh, my gosh. Number 20, Blair Koosman, gets the layup, shoots it up, takes the contact, and she makes it. So she will have an and-one opportunity here for 3 points. The score is 6-4. Mellon is now in the lead, and they have one free throw attempt to push it further in their favor. 6-4. 12 minutes and 41 seconds remain in this first half. And here's our free throw by Blair. It's up and to the right, and defensive rebound. So the score remains 6-4. And now Caitlin carrying the ball up the court. Just past half court. Now she's going left after getting the screen. Pass out to the corner. Ellie was holding on to it and then passes it. And then Mellon falls. We have a scrum for the ball. And they're going to say that it's a foul on Lizzie because she got the ball stolen from her. And then she tripped she was grabbing and tripped up the player. So we had a timeout call by Butternut. And we're going to take that opportunity then to go to commercial ourselves. So when we come back, we'll have more girls varsity basketball here on 98Q Country. Don't go anywhere.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Welcome back here on 98Q Country. Steve Jellin bringing you some girls varsity basketball. Butternut is hosting Mellon. The score is 6-4. Mellon in the lead. And the pass in by Mellon gets stolen by Kendra. She carries up the court, goes for a layup, and it doesn't drop. We have a defensive rebound made by Nelia Wiley. Great job. She's done a good job on the board so far tonight, getting a few offensive rebounds and defensive rebounds. But with Mellon. We have another pass, and Ellie Peters gets it and makes the three. And so the score is now 9-4. Mellon leading. Caitlin has the ball, tries to dribble through defenders, can't do it, gets it stolen. Now Ellie Peters has it one-on-one, goes for the Euro step, misses her layup, and she gets back her offensive rebound, tries to shoot it, draws a foul. And that is going to be a shooting foul for on number, look like number 11? No, number 1 on Isabel. All right. Ellie Peters gets a chance for two more free throws. She's already made her first two, and the third one goes in. Nice shooting. This brings her total up to 8 points so far in this first half. Ellie Peters really leading the way for her team. Reminder, she's got 8 of the 10 points so far in the first half. Second free throw, getting ready. Here it is. It's up, and it's off the back of the rim. Ellie Peters gets her own. She almost got her own rebound, and it gets knocked out of bounds by Kendra from Butternut. So Mellon gets to retain possession of the ball after a missed free throw. So here we go. Blair will be passing the ball in. Passes the ball to Gracie, who now has it 3-point line. Carries up to the center of the court, and then back to Ellie Peters. Fakes a drive, and then she drives anyway. Now it's back to Brooke, then over. Back to Ellie. Kaylee's trying to get inside. She can't. Has to go back outside. They're going to call, a travel. Basically, what happened is as they received the pass, she kind of did a double mini hop. I thought that's what it was, so the ref confirmed my thought on that. So, substitution for Butternut. Here we go. All right, Kaylin now having the ball, carrying it forward. Ellie now has it, then over to Isabel over in the corner. It's a pass inside to Kaitlin. That was a great play. Nice little pass into the paint. Kaitlin grabs it, doesn't even dribble. She just turns and shoots. That's 2 more points, 6-10 now for the home. The home team trailing by 4, but needed some points there. Pass over to number 12, Kaylee Erickson, who tries to pass it inside. It gets stolen, and now Butternut's carrying the ball up the court. Pass inside on the bounce pass, and Gianna misses it. Gianna goes for another layup, draws the foul. I don't think I've ever seen someone smile so big while they hit the floor. She knew she drew the shooting foul, so although it was a missed layup, she's going to have a chance for two. Man, that's one of those moments where you wish you had a photographer. That would make the front page of a sports page. She went for the layup and got hit and then landed just like almost face first on the floor, but she knew she drew the foul, so she was pretty pumped about that. First free throw, just a tad short. So it stays 6-10. See if Gianna can reel it in here and get the second free throw. Here we go. Looks good. Nice. Bank shot. Hey, when you need a withdrawal, go to the bank. Nice shooting. So now it's 7-10. Mellon's still with the lead, but Butternut's catching up. Pass inside to number 20. Turns for the layup. Good shooting by Blair in the paint. It's now 12-7. All right. Quick pass left, then back to the right. Kaitlin inside, gets it to Kendra for about a 15-footer. Misses. It was a good look, good shot, but it just didn't drop. And now we have Mellon with the ball. Unfortunately, Ellie's going to be careful. Didn't get a pushing call there, but it was physical. I'm glad the refs didn't call it, though. All right, pass inside. Number 20, Blair misses her shot, but we have a nice steal by Butternut. Now carries the ball off the court. Kaitlin has it. Isabel with the steal. Gets it to Kaitlin. Trying to get by the double team. Decides against it. Now we're just going to do a wheel pass all the way across the court on the three-point line. Pass to the corner. Gianna's looking. Draws the double team. Gets out of the corner. Back into the corner to Kaitlin. Back at the top. Number 14 with a three. Great look. Great shot. Just doesn't drop. Ellie couldn't get it. Still 7-12. Mellon has it. What a great steal by Gianna Narain, who now is tearing up the court. She's probably going to go all the way. 1-2 step, has to turn, and she puts it up. They're going to call travel. Yep, that was a good call by the ref. When she did her last dribble, she shifted her pivot foot from her right to her left. And that was good heads-up reffing there because I literally was thinking, I was like, is that a travel? And it absolutely was. All right, 9:30 remains in this first half. The score is 12-7. Ellie Peters driving to make it go up more. She misses, but number 32 gets an offensive rebound, and she takes her shot and draws the foul. And Lizzie is visibly upset, but I'd be frustrated too, to be honest. Either way, number 32, their center for Millen. Delia is doing a great job underneath the rim. Basically, she has first dibs on whenever that ball comes down. She's got such a height advantage compared to a lot of other players. So she has a chance for two free throws here. First free throw is up and in. And I'm just noticing for the first time that Delia is left-handed. I don't see too many left-handed shooters. Except for that one time, what team was it that had three left-hand shooters? That was weird. All right, second free throw is up and just short, and defensive rebound made by Ellie Kohler, who's carrying the ball down the court quick. Then it's quick back to Kaitlyn Bass, the defender, can't get it inside, has to pass it back to Isabel. She succeeds in doing that, and then it gets put back into Kaitlyn's hand. She's trying to dribble by the defenders, but she's drawn a double team, gets the screen, but into the corner. Isabel back in, bounces off the foot, and it's going to go into Millen off of, I don't even know if that counts as a steal. I guess it does. And so the score is 13-7. Millen with the lead and the ball. Quick pass, tipped by Kaitlyn on the defense, goes out of bounds. Millen possession. Still, that buzzer is substitutions. Butternut needs to put on a good show in this first half as they only have two bench players today, whereas Millen has six. So you can get gassed real quick if your depth on bench isn't there. So for Millen, I'd almost push the pace of this game, try to get him to sweat it out. Long pass in to number three, Amala, who has the ball, pass inside Ellie Peters, and it's going to be a jump ball, and they're going to say it's favored Butternut. Good job on the defense there. All right, here we go. 8 minutes and 43 seconds. Trail by six. Butternut with the ball here. Pass over to Isabel. Looking in. Gets the pass over to number 13, Virginia. Pass to the corner, Isabel. And back to the top key to Kaitlyn. She's going to try to get by the defender. Can't do it. Passes it inside to Kendra. And as she sets up a shot, it gets stolen. Ball gets saved by Giannanari, keeping the ball inside. But either way, it goes to Millen. And Butternut has yet to succeed in the steal. Kendra almost does it, gets it up, and they finally get past half court in time. Ellie has it, passes inside, intercepted. Great job by Kaitlyn to tip it, and Gianna comes up with the tipped pass. Gianna now carrying the ball. Looks right, looks left, trying to get it out. Gets it to Kaitlyn. Now they're just kind of setting up their offense as they pass it across the three-point line. See if they get a look. They do get a look. Gianna looks. It goes in and out of the rim. It doesn't drop. Kendra has it, tries to shoot it, gets blocked. And we have a travel by number 32, Nelia, who got the ball, but she just couldn't dribble before she took a few steps. So it's going to go back into Butternut possession. Pass inside to Kaitlyn. She's in the corner. Then inside, and it's going to go. It was kind of a tough pass to get. And we're going to have a timeout called. Good timeout, because she was about to just get swarmed by defender. So Millen has the ball. We're going to take a commercial break here in 98Q Country. We come back, we'll have more girls varsity basketball. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back here in 98Q Country. Stephen Jellin bringing you the girls' varsity basketball game tonight. Butternut Midgets hosting the Mellon Granite Diggers. The score is 13-7. Mellon with the lead with 7 minutes and 33 seconds remaining in the first half. We got a lot of first half to play, and Butternut is in. They already passed the team bonus for fouls. So fouls going forward are going to really start leading into that bonus stage. And just looking at the depth of bench, Butternut needed to have a lead coming out of the first half and not a deficit, because Mellon can really put on the accelerator here and try to gas their opponent. All right, 20 drives into the hoop, misses. It was a good job by Blair Koosman, who just able to get by the defender, just couldn't get the ball in the hoop. And so we have a defensive rebound made by Butternut. As Kaelin tries to drive, though, she loses the pass. And it's going to be out of bounds. The Mellon coach is saying it was out on Butternut, but the refs are saying, nuh-uh, it was out on Mellon. So it's going to be Butternut ball. Ref trumps coach. That's all right. A coach should be fighting for the possession. Kendra, who gets a nice little pass in, says, you know what? I may be the center, but I can shoot a three. I can make a three. And so with that, that's 5 points for her now in the game. It's now 10-13. That's going to be a two-pointer. It's a miss. And Gianna gets the rebound on that for Butternut. Passes it to Kendra underneath the hoop. 1-2 layup, and now that's it. And we got a one-point game just like that on the layup right there. Look at that. Butternut making it a game immediately. What was just a six-point lead has now just become a one-point deficit. Sorry, one-point lead for Mellon. Now passing, Ellie Peters. Fakes a shot, drives into the hoop, goes for the layup, and she gets it. Ellie Peters now with 10 points on for the first half. Scores 15-12. Mellon, steal by number four. Gracie Peters puts her hand up, gets it. Ellie Peters at the ball. It's going to be out of bounds. And Butternut does a great job of shutting Ellie Peters down. As she drives to the hoop, it goes out of bounds, and it's back in Butternut possession. Whoo, a lot of fast. I mean, we had a lot of action immediately upon exiting that timeout. If you couldn't hear the crowd behind me, they're getting into it. All right. Butternut passes it inside to Kaitlin. She's double-teamed. Gets it to Isabel, who passes inside to Kendra. One dribble, turn, blocked by Nelia. It does not get in possession of, and another steal! Now Ellie Peters, 1-2 dribble, layup, left hand, and it's in. That's the second time Gracie Peters has intercepted the pass court. She just puts her arm out, and you just hear a thwack, as she is totally disrupting the passing lane. Pass inside to Kendra, then to Isabel for a long two-pointer. It's long, misses. Gianna with it, takes a dribble, can't do it. Kaitlin has it back to 13, then to Kaitlin at the right side. Tries to get by the defender, succeeds. The pass underneath is going to go off of Blair's hands on Mellon. Butternut ball. Whoo. There we go. The speed of the game just picked up. Here we go. 5-point lead for Mellon. Okay. There's a little passing thing that just happened. I didn't hear what the ref said, but either way, it's still Butternut ball, so here we go. Now passing in soon. Long pass. Gets it over to Ellie. Takes a shot. Misses the shot. But Gianna's got it. Tries to dribble. And gets the shooting foul. She got the rebound. Took one dribble. And then decided to fight the contact that Nelia was bringing. And drew the foul. So now Gianna will have two free throws. She missed her first two earlier. But now's a chance to redeem that. See if we can't. Sorry, she went 1-for-1. Or 1-for-2. Second one? Or the first? Wow, I just threw off all my numbers. The first set of free throws, she made one. And in the second set, she's made none so far, and she has one more chance. There, I said it correctly. Just took a minute. All right, second free throw. Same spot. She's a little bit to the right here. And we have a rebound made by Blair for Mellon, and they get the ball to Ellie's long pass. They get it to Gracie inside, and that is going to be a travel. I think every person in this whole stadium saw that. I heard about 17 people behind me yell travel. There we go. 5:03 remains in the first half. The score, 12-17. Butternut with the ball, but they also are behind. So let's see if they can get some points here. All right. Number 14, Ellie Kamenik, up by the defender. Gets it to Kendra. It's a little to the left. Misses it. Kendra gets her own rebound. And yes, she does. Ellie gets the ball, though. And then Gianna with an open three. And she drops it. There we go. Butternut fans unite behind me as they are screaming loud. The score is 15-17. Mellon still with the lead in the ball with 4 minutes and 30 seconds left in this first half. And they just forced a travel. Good defense by number 14, Ellie Kohler. And now they get to pass the ball in. Butternut seems to be the ones that are forcing the pace of the game. And you like to see it. Caitlin now with the ball. Their junior, see if she can get some more production this game, but Yana getting rolling is a good sign. Ellie with the ball, so playing good defense so far. Gets around her defender, then has to kick it back out. Isabel now on the right side, then back inside, and they get the ball to Kendra, who shoots it off the backboard, and tie game. That was a nice shot by the free throw line, and with that, Kendra will now be at 9 points. Pass by Mellon, who has it now? Ellie does. Sorry, they were passing quickly. Ellie Peters has it. Gets inside the paint, and she misses her layup. And now we have Kendra with a rebound pass. Pass to Caitlin. She's got a look to the hoop. 1-2, shoot, and it drops. Caitlin takes the lead for Butternut on the layup, the contested layup attempt. 19-17 with 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Mellon still has the ball. Ellie Peters. And the refs are going to let that one go, and now Blair has it. Gets it kicked out to number 3, and then back all the way over. Underneath to number 32, Cornelia gets the layup, and she does. 1-2 dribble shoot. 19 all with 3 minutes and 10 seconds. I can see Gianna's looking tired, but she's fighting through it. That's right. Keep this game close as we end the second half. Pass inside to Kendra, then over to Kayla on the side. Swarmed, back over to Kendra in the middle, takes her shot, misses her shot. We have a nice rebound made by Gracie Peters. Now Ellie Peters with the ball. Ellie carrying it up. Mellon may want to consider slowing it down, but she says, no, I drive. And she does a 1-2 hop. That might be an offensive foul. We'll see. They're going to call a defensive foul there. She received the charge. We have someone in a lot of pain here. Well, Ellie Peters trying to get into the paint and had to break through a double team and couldn't do it. So drew a defensive foul. And with that, we're going to be a stoppage at 2 minutes and 44 seconds. The score all tied up at 19-19. We're going to take a commercial break as there's an injury on the court. This is 98Q Country. We'll come back. We'll have more girls varsity basketball. Don't go anywhere.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
All right, welcome back to 98Q Country. Stephen Jelen bringing you the girls' varsity basketball game between the Butternut Midgets hosting the Mellon Granite Pickers. Kendra Pritzel is the one that went down on that last play, and we had kicked a commercial until I had more information. Originally, I thought it was a broken leg, but because just looking at how much pain she was in, but it just looked like a huge leg collision. She was able to come off the